in terms of the supply side, what needs to be injected in? I mean, which sectors is it most important that London sees a growth in the stock of, and what can, for example, the London Assembly do?
It's interesting because in an unprecedented housing crisis, this is a mayor that's got just about to get unprecedented housing powers. And I've just been scrutinising his budget, which sets the frame for the next 4 years, because at the beginning of a new term, and of course there's a mayoral election in May the 3rd, mm-hmm. so we don't know who's going to be the mayor. But you've got a situation where there's a budget which is really pretty silent on these big issues and is not looking at increasing supply in any innovative ways in terms of new build, is not looking new affordable builds, which is what you really want. So you've got a lot of people who would have been in the new affordable build sector now being forced into homelessness or sort of moving to try to find somewhere to rent in this city. Then you've got a situation where both the private rented sector is so squeezed that you've got rents going up. This year they've gone up by 12%. And there was a report recent by Shelter which showed that the majority of the 850,000 households across London that are living in private rented accommodation are now having to pay between 50, 60, 75% of their take-home pay on rent. And a lot of people are really, a lot of families are having to choose now households between, they have to think hard about heating bills and transport bills and their rent and eating. I mean, all the costs of living across all those are going, the costs are going up. Now, again, this mayor is doing, he's just brought out a new housing strategy, and there's absolutely nothing in that about what, you know, what he's going to do about extortionate rent rises.
So is the mayor just ignoring this? Is this an issue that can be parked and nothing will happen? People will not get on the housing ladder, will not find somewhere to live, but it will just rumble on?
I would say that this mayor is seeing it as very much as business as usual. And this is with the supply, I mean, the grant funding being hugely cut by the government. So there's very, very little grant funding for new supply. And yet he has all these powers and flexibilities. And I think I would recommend that people look at what Ken Livingston is saying, because he's saying he is going to up supply. He is going to go back to 50%, what he, you know, he had a very good track record over 8 years, 50% of all new build being affordable. He is going back to that. He will find innovative ways of financing it.
But how can that be done? How can the mayor's office directly get involved with increasing the housing stock?
Well, first of all, they're handling the grant that government's giving them. But secondly, they can work with housing providers. They can work on raising bonds. You could have a special investment bank for housing. There are a whole range of ways you could use tax incremental finance for new build. You could cross subsidise, and above all, this mayor. And we could put it on your website if you like. I know Ken Livingstone is going to look very carefully at the GLA land holdings, because the mayor is in control of enormous amounts of land on which you can build, and you could put in land at discounted prices. And land is a very important element in the price of new build.
So it isn't just a matter of policy and sort of hands-off influence. There is a direct impact that the mayor's office can have on this.
Yes, and the mayor could actually, the mayor definitely has direct powers over new build, new affordable build, but he can also cross-subsidise that with private housing for rent or for sale. But he could really stretch the envelope and start doing something about the private rented sector. And Ken Livingstone is saying that he will run a London-wide letting agency, which of course would would mean that instead of going to the letting agents, who very often are unscrupulous and want churn, want insecure tenancies, wants, you know, which leads to the rents going up all the time. And they want that because obviously they want the commission they get on it. Yeah. But if you had a London-wide letting agency, you could begin to get something like what Ken Livingstone wants, which is a London living rent. And you get a rent that is affordable.